Item six, Bubba's Marine. Ms. Woodward.
Mr. Commissioner, I'm going to have to excuse myself from the proceeding. Our firm has represented the applicant in the past.
Okay, Mr. Plumley is excusing himself.
Commissioner, having had a prior business agreement with Mr. Hyonas, I need to recuse myself also.
Okay, thank you. Let the record show that both Mr. Plumley and Mr. Palmer are excusing themselves from this agenda item, which leaves us with the five voting members as a quorum. So we're still in good shape.
Good morning, Commissioner Travelstead, members of the commission. We have Bubba's Marina back before us again. In this case, Mrs. Hyonas requests after-the-fact authorization to retain the glass door enclosures installed around the channelward portion of the commercial wharf facility known as Bubba's Shellfish Market at 3323 Shore Drive, situated along the Lynn Haven Inlet in Virginia Beach. Mrs. Hyonas also seeks approval to continue operating a restaurant facility within the enclosed decking area currently existing over state-owned submerged bottomlands. The commission will recall that at the October 25, 2011 hearing, the commission granted an interim six-month permit to retain the glass doors and to continue restaurant operations at the establishment. That interim six-month permit will expire on May 1. Start off with a vicinity map. I'm not going to present as many slides and pictures as I've done in the past, as this is the third time you've seen this presentation in approximately 1 year. And also point out that in your packet, the past evaluations and letters of finding are right at the beginning of your book. If you're familiar with Virginia Beach, the Lynn Haven Inlet, the Lesnar Bridge, Bubba's Restaurant and Marina facility is right here, just southeast of the inlet along Shore Drive. Just a couple of aerial views of the facility. This is the structure and establishment in question. Just to the west is Bubba's Seafood Restaurant. Again, one other aerial of the facility right here. And a ground shot looking from the parking lot. I've created a timeline that hopefully sums up the major dates of events as they relate to the commission's involvement with this matter. Basically read those. In February of 2004, the commission approved VMRC number 01-1979 for the construction of a commercial wharf, including wholesale retail fish market and a seafood unloading dock. In December of that same year, the commission permit was issued with a declaration of restrictive covenant, basically specifying certain events that could only occur at the facility. In January of 2011, staff discovered enclosures and a change of use at this facility. In March of 11, the commission granted a six-month stay, allowing the facility to continue to operate, provided an after-the-fact joint permit application was submitted and all required local and state authorizations were granted. The next month, in April, the after-the-fact JPA was submitted. We assigned it a 2011 number, and it requested to retain the enclosures and include a bar and restaurant as an additional use. In October 2011, the commission granted an interim six-month permit to retain enclosures and to continue bar and restaurant operations. And just recently in this month, correspondence was issued by the City of Virginia Beach Deputy City Manager documenting that all requisite city approvals have been granted. I want to point out, in between the March and October 2011 hearings, we did receive all local and state health department approvals for the after-the-fact request. And just end the slideshow presentation with a few more ground shots. You've seen these before, but just to give you an idea of the facility and the market, this is a separate entrance to the bar and restaurant on the back. As you can see, the beginning, or the entrance, excuse me, interior shots. And looking on the outside in, on the channelward in, and one last shot out from the water. Just lead right into our summary. In the case of commercial applications requesting out over state-owned submerged bottomlands, typical protocol for habitat management staff is to wait until all local approvals are granted before issuing or recommending permit issuance. Now that all local approvals have been granted for the after-the-fact request, including the use of the commercial facility as a restaurant and the installation of the glass door enclosures, staff feels that the commission can ultimately grant an after-the-fact permit. Staff recommends such an approval include a triple permit fee of $300, an appropriate civil charge based on minimal impact and major permit deviation, and a royalty payment of $5,654 for the facility's encroachment over 2,827 square feet of state-owned submerged bottomland at a rate of $2 per square foot. In accordance with Section 28.2-1206D of the Code of Virginia, the Commission may also want to consider tripling the royalty amount given the after-the-fact nature of the request and the noncompliance with the original permit conditions. And I do have additional pictures and slides from previous presentations if there's a need to review those as well.
Okay.
That sums up our position at this time, and I'm available for any questions, and Mr. and Mrs. Hyonis are here as well.
Okay, thank you. Questions from the Commission at this point? Mr. Lane?
Mr. Worrell, could you describe the circumstances that surrounded the discovery of this violation?
Yes, sir. In the winter of 2010, let me pull up an aerial. Staff received an application from Mr. and Mrs. Hyonis to actually install a bulkhead under Bubba's restaurant, which is just to the west across the boat ramp. Knowing full well the history of these establishments, as I was there, noticed the glass door enclosures, which even in this aerial had not been installed at this time. This aerial is a few years old. Noticed the glass door enclosures, went in and talked to the store manager as well as Mr. and Mrs. Hyonis and discovered the additional use and the additional installation of the glass doors.
Thank you.
Any other questions? All right, seeing none, thank you. Mr. Hyonis, Ms. Hyonis. Let me swear you in. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you.
I'll let my wife speak because she has less accent and I don't want to be misunderstood.
Very well.
Stand over by the mic. Okay. I have a question regarding the square footage.
Thank you.
Mr. Worrell, but to
Ms. Hyonis, could you state your name for the record, please?
Sorry. Josie Hyonis.
Thank you. Proceed.
Okay, I had a question for Mr. Worrell. How did he come to the square footage of 2,827 foot?
Mr. Worrell.
That information was received directly from their agent at the time of the permit, Mr. Tom Langley, provided square footage areas, and I have a slide, excuse me. From actually staff's presentation back in 2004. I included this in case we needed it. Basically, what you're looking at, the fuel dock existed, the tending pier existed. This was the boat ramp. The bulkhead alignment is this dark line. It goes all the way to the edge of what used to be the boat ramp here. There was communication from staff and the agent, Tom Langley, at the time to calculate the exact square footage. Including the encroachment of the decking and the open pile end of the facility as well. And that's where we reached 2,827. And we did have a subsequent compliance inspection where all of the measurements seemed to match the permit. I have not gone back and pulled a tape since 2005 when we originally inspected it. So if there's a, I have not seen any change in the footprint.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, according to the plan that we have, I don't agree with the square footage because the only section that we're talking about is only the deck area and what we're doing with the restaurant. So I do not agree with everything else.
So what square footage
so
do you
think it should
be? The square footage
that should be and the part of the deck that we're talking about will be only about 1,300 to 1,400 square feet because everything else was agreed from previously.
Anything else?
That's all.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Hyonis, do you wish to say anything?
going to go ahead and ruin my life. This is really, really getting, it's more difficult to deal with this and deal with all my business I have right now. And now it's a question if I should have done right from the first time, but I did take the blame that I did not take the permits from the MRC. When the city of Virginia Beach has given me all the licenses that was necessary for me, the permits, to build it. But then they came off. They say, well, you're supposed to go to the VMRC first. I thought they should advise me to do that. I have done a lot of different projects, which they, I came to you first. This time, I thought the only thing was done to put the window doors. We can put them up, and then there is no restriction anymore. If I just put them up. So we pick it up a little. I'm very emotional, so I don't
want to
continue talking about.
Okay. Do you have anyone else to speak in favor of the project?
We do not.
Anyone here to speak in opposition to the project? Tony, did you have anything?
No.
Okay. All right. The matter's before the commission.
How do we reconcile the square footage issue here? I believe the difference is this. Right here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mr. Worrell?
I may be able to help at least explain what we're looking at. Keep in mind, everything channeled of the bulkhead per this drawing, this drawing is 10, 11 years old. Everything channeled of the bulkhead is submerged bottom. So even in gray, yeah, this is open pile facility out over the water. So it's just like decking. It's just
so that counts in the square footage calculation.
And that may be the difference. I'm not sure. But just to point out, try to show some of the ground shots. As you can see, you know, this is open pile. This is the end of the facility.
Mm-hmm.
This is the gray. Same thing, and I have some, if you'll bear with me, I'll pull up some earlier shots. This was actually from the original presentation in 04. This was the bulkhead. And the red line is the facility, the footprint where the facility was to be built. We didn't have any problems with the measurements of the facility as it was constructed. That's why I'm still going with the same numbers. But, you know, this was the footprint out over the water of the facility. Just to show you, this is all open pile under this end of the facility, not just the decking where the enclosures are, the floor plan of a portion of the facility, the commercial facility market, is also open pile, as you can see here. There's the old bulkhead alignment, or the original bulkhead alignment. And so about half of the facility is out over the water.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if that answers Mr. and Mrs. Hyonis' questions, but that's where we calculated the numbers that came with the original application.
Mr. Schick?
And the reason why the staff is suggesting to charge a royalties is because of the change of the use, which is not only in the decking area, but also in the gray part of the area, too.
Yes, sir.
No.
I think there's a difference of understanding with the subject matter here. My understanding from the approval in 2004 was there was no royalty assessed for any portion of the facility as it was considered a seafood market offloading facility open to other watermen to work. Staff's opinion now is that the entire facility on the channelward end is no longer just that. There's an increased use or a change of use in the private use of their facility or commercial use of their facility. Therefore, we feel that there should be a royalty assessed with that encroachment.
So that's for not only the restaurant change of use, but also the store change of use.
It's everything that's out over the
right.
Water, yes.
Yeah. Okay, I understand what you're saying.
And no royalty was charged before.
There was no royalty
right.
with the
right.
original
that's
application.
What you said, no, I just want to confirm that.
Mr. Tanker.
It sometimes takes me a little bit. So originally, the what we saw there was docking, offloading, onloading was the original intended use, thus no royalty assessed.
Yes, sir.
But and VMRC, your opinion, Steph's been the use has changed more to that of a restaurant, correct? And so thus, that's why we are charging a royalty. So that's the way I like to put things simply.
I mean, staff is not going to say that there is no longer offloading. Mr. Mahonis will tell you that they still have offloading, but there's additional use of the facility that was not permitted initially.
Okay.
So we feel that that additional use, not only for the decking that you see, but the enclosed space as well, everything that's channeled of the bulkhead, we feel deserves a royalty.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Matters before the commission.
I need to.
You want to make another comment? This will be your last comment, and then the matters before the commission.
This is very important. The place is exactly what we applied for, with an addition, what is the back deck calling now. Mr. Warren, selectively pick up anything that is, say, restaurant. However, from the first day we opened, he was the one, he came and surveyed the building, he checked the permits, everything was just fine. What is the difference now is an additional down to the building to be able to stay, because there is no more commercial business on fishing. There is three boats left in all the river, and all these three boats have a contract with a man by name Spot, another company, and they will never come up to my place for reasons that I don't want to say now, because it can sound like a racist reason. But my business, they was not going to survive if I don't do anything extra to bring some life and business. So what I done, I add to existing building. I did no chance, nothing. The building, 99% inside, there is nothing else but the original application, seafood market and loading and unloading facility. I have the biggest loading and unloading facility anywhere. Nobody has more fees than I do, a lot in my business. Well, I did add the extra. And who was not going to do that? The question is, if it's my fault, I did not came first to you, tell you, or it was the city. You should not even give me the permits to build the windows without telling me, go to the VMRC first. And that's where it was left.
Thank you. You can take a seat and we'll adjudicate it. Okay. Matters before the commission. Mr. Lane.
I'm troubled by this application. The applicant came here some 8 years ago for the purpose of building a commercial dock to offload seafood, a usage that was water dependent, a usage beneficial to commercial fishermen, probably the public in general. And sometime in the intervening years, that usage is changed to becoming a restaurant, in addition to offloading seafood purpose too. So restaurants are not water dependent. I don't think this has caused any harm to the Lynn Haven River. I don't think it's any difference as far as the ecology is concerned what usage is made of the river bottom. I do believe that if this application is approved, a precedent would be established by this board that some future applicant wishes to come forward to change the use of a pier over the state bottom lands to a non-water dependent usage, and I think this board would be hard pressed to deny such an application. I think such an application denial could be called arbitrary and capricious. I think this could cause problems in the future, certainly set a precedent for future actions by the board. Thank you.
Any other comments?
Well,
Mr. Fox.
Mr. Chairman, I guess I'm troubled by the after-the-fact part of the issue. I guess I just am in general opposed to anyone who goes forward and takes action without
requesting the appropriate permits. Now, I am sympathetic to Mr. and Ms. Giannis in this case. They went to Virginia Beach, and Virginia Beach ultimately did give them approval. It took a while, but they ultimately did. And apparently Virginia Beach did not direct them to the VMRC, which I would have hoped that Virginia Beach would have done. So I have some understanding of the situation they're in, but I'm still troubled by the after-the-fact nature of this, and I think that if we approve this, we should have some civil charge in here. I don't know about tripling the dredging fee, not the dredging fees, but the encroachment fees. I don't know whether that's necessary.
Yeah. I think I'd agree with you on that.
But I think some civil charge, as staff pointed out, minor in impact but major in deviation or whatever it is.
And
I can't find my matrix to look for what
the matrix. I'm glad you asked that question, because the matrix that was adopted last month for minor impact, major deviation would be
$3,000.
Can we get a motion, Mr. Tankard?
Yes, I'll make a motion, and I have a comment at the same time. I certainly understand my colleague, Mr. Lane's, thoughts and conclusions. However, saying that, in this day and age, it seems that we can, in some regard, mix the use of fisheries and restaurateurs, the bringing in of seafood and perhaps the consumption close at hand. It has been a application process that has not been something I'm sure has been clear to us all. At the same time, a business can be a little funny in that regard. You have to respond to demands at hand, and so that's why I would move that we go forward with staff recommendations, including the civil charge based on minor impact and major permit deviation, and the royalty payment based on the 2827 square foot.
Okay, and were you adding the triple permit fee of $300? Or?
I would add that as well.
Okay.
And because what I think we're also seeing here is that the Virginia Beach real estate's expensive, and they had to buy this real estate on the open market to increase the size of the restaurant. It would be more expensive than our state bottom, frankly.
Okay. So the motion is to approve the after-the-fact permit with a triple permit fee of $300, an appropriate civil charge based on minor impact, major deviation, and a royalty payment of $5,654 for an encroachment of 2,827 square feet. Is there a second to the motion? Seconded by Mr. Schitt.
Yeah, I'd like to second, and I'd also like to say I, too, have been discouraged about the amount of after-the-fact issuance of permits that we have to do. And if, in fact, the applicant had gone to Virginia Beach and they did not direct them to come to us first, that causes a hardship on them. I don't know exactly what happened at that situation, but, it's always a situation where if they, had direction to come to us first, we wouldn't be in the situation we're in. But I, too, understand that mixed uses in this type of economy is becoming more and more prevalent. But I do know several restaurants that would love to have decks over water and be able to serve on it. And we will probably continue to have to walk a fine line between how we approve these and whatnot. So, but I'll second the motion.
Thank you. Mr. Fox.
Chairman, I intend to vote for the motion, but I would just comment that from the slides we've been shown, it looks like the job, the work that's been done by the Hionis was a very professional job, and it's a nice looking facility.
Sure.
I'm somewhat swayed by that, but I probably should not be.
Any further comments? Ready to vote on the motion. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Chair votes aye. The motion carries 4-1. Thank you.